Jim, now you can't. I got this from the Lancet paper. It doesn't, unfortunately, you can't read it very. You can't see probably very well. But there's a number. There are groups. The epithelial cancers of the ovary. There's some. There's. I can hardly read this myself. I can read it here. There's clear cell tumours, endometrioid tumours. There are mucinous tumours, which is this group here. I'm going to take. There are serous tumours, this group here, and there are other sorts of tumours. So, and I think I'm sure many of you know more than me about that. But what we looked at, and I'm just going to say because you can't see it very well, that we looked at what 5 years use of this dotted line is what 5 years of use of the pill would do, reduce risk of ovarian cancer by about 20%, and that's fairly well. Clear cell tumours aren't very common. It's sort of similar for clear cell endometrioid tumours. But for mucinous tumours, they really were significantly different. And some mucinous are what are called, even though they're malignant, they've got malignant aspects to them. Some, and again, probably more of you know about this than I do, some of the malignant mucinous tumours are called borderline, and so we've just separated out in case there was a difference. There wasn't, but the mucinous tumours that were called regarded as very malignant but borderline, they were rather similarly shown in the open square. So that mucinous tumours seemed to stand out. That there seemed to be no protection against mucinous tumours with the pill, but there was for the other types, and they didn't seem to differ. And that's not the reason. Well, I'll show you the next one as well, and then we found. Even more absurdly, I